Evidence 4Q, the sequence of the sayings. In my previous post, I gave a simplified illustration to show why it is problematic to get rid of the Q source, the hypothetical collection of sayings found in both Matthew and Luke, but not in Mark. Having this hypothetical source does not actually complicate the solution of the synoptic problem. It makes the solution simpler. Supposing there was a Q is not a perfect solution, but it is better than the alternatives, in my opinion. As my Dr. Vater, Bruce Metzger, used to say about Q and other things, it is the least problematic solution. The reason it makes simplest and best sense is because of the sequence of the sayings of these double traditions, the technical term for the sayings material in the two Gospels of Matthew and Luke, but not in Mark. Unlike many of the narratives of these texts, these double tradition sayings invariably occur in different places in the two Gospels. Why is that? It would make sense if both of them have a source with a collection of Jesus' sayings, but did not have a narrative they fit into. The source would simply be more or less a list of sayings given without a narrative context for them, kind of like later in the Gospel of Thomas, which has 114 sayings but no stories. If that was indeed the case, that is, if Q was their source, Matthew and Luke would have each taken the various sayings and simply stuck them into their narrative accounts wherever they each thought it made the best sense. Rarely would they put them in the same place or in the same sequence, and that is in fact what we find, as I'll show below. But if there was no Q, and Luke took these sayings from Matthew, then you would expect that a lot of the time, or most of the time, he would simply put them in the same context Matthew did. Why not? And why move them? Like nearly all of them. But that in fact is what we find. When Luke has sayings also found in Matthew, they're almost always somewhere else in the narrative. Why would that be? It's not that Luke puts all of these sayings in more logical or sensible places. He sometimes will gather sayings also found in Matthew together when they are separated in Matthew. But even then, the order of the sayings is different. Or take sayings found together in Matthew and scatter them hither and yon. If Q did not exist and Luke did get these sayings from Matthew, it's not only odd that he decided to rearrange nearly all of them, but it's also hard to figure out exactly how he did it. Suppose Luke was copying both Mark and Matthew, and he came to a saying in Matthew, not in Mark. How did he know it was not in Mark, whether in the same part of the narrative as Matthew or somewhere else? Did he reread Mark every time he found a saying in Matthew, saying after saying after saying? It's possible, I guess, but it seems really implausible to me, far less plausible than that Luke and Matthew both had access to another source that had a bunch of sayings, the Lord's Prayer, the Beatitudes, this or that parable, a bunch of one-liners, but no narrative context for them, and each simply put them where it seemed to make the best sense. So are the sequences of these double traditions so different? There follows a chart. Double tradition materials in Luke are fairly fast and furious, starting in chapter 10, but you could do the whole shooting match if you wanted. Again, the places where the double traditions are in the same sequence are when they are attached to stories that both Matthew and Luke got from Mark that are the only sensible place for the sayings, for example, the preaching of John the Baptist or the temptations of Jesus in the wilderness. So, starting with Luke 10, here are the next 46 double tradition, that is, potentially Q sayings, numbered sequentially in the Lucan order, 1, 2, 3, 4, etc., in one column, and then with an indication of their numerical sequence in Matthew in the other. As you'll see, the first 10 sequences in Luke, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, are sequenced as 14, 23, 21, 24, 29, 6, 11, 25, 28, and 27 in Matthew. If you reverse engineer it, the first 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in Matthew are numbers 35, 11, 39, 27, 40, 6, 22, 12, 37, 21 in Luke. Okay then. I've taken the list of sayings and used the descriptions of each from www.earlychristianwritings.com/q-contents.html. 1. The mission speech, first in Luke 10, 2 through 12, 14th in Matthew 9, 37 and 38, and 10, 7 through 16. Damn you, Chorazin, second in Luke 10, 13 through 15, 23rd in Matthew 11, 21 to 24. Rejecting the sender, third in Luke 10, 16, 21st in Matthew 10, 40. Father and Son, fourth in Luke 10, 21 to 22, 24th in Matthew 11, 25 to 27. Privileged eyes, fifth in Luke 10, 23 and 24, 29th in Matthew 13, 16 through 17. The Lord's Prayer, 6th in Luke 11, 2 through 4, 6th in Matthew 6, 9 to 13. Ask, seek, knock, 7th in Luke 11, 2 through 4, 6th in Matthew 6, 9 to 13. Beelzebub Controversy, 8th in Luke 11, 14 to 23, 25th in Matthew 12, 22 to 30. Return of an Unclean Spirit, 9th in Luke 11, 24 to 26, 28th in Matthew 12, 43 to 45. Request for a Sign, 10th in Luke 11, 16 and 29 through 32, 27th in Matthew 12, 38 to 42. The Lamp and the Bushel, 11th in Luke 11, 33, 2nd in Matthew 5, 15. Eye and Light, 12th in Luke 11, 34 to 36, 8th in Matthew 6, 22 to 23. The Prophet's Tombs, 13th in Luke 11, 47 and 48, 40th in Matthew 23, 29 to 32. Wisdom's Oracle, 14th in Luke 11, 49 to 51, 41st in Matthew 23, 34 to 36. Blocking the Way, 15th in Luke 11, 52, 39th in Matthew 23, 13. Veiled and Unveiled, 16th in Luke 12, 2 to 3, 16th in Matthew 10, 26 and 27. God and Sparrows, 17th in Luke 12, 4 through 7, 17th in Matthew 10, 28 to 31. Before the Father, 18th in Luke 12, 8 to 9, 18th in Matthew 10, 32 and 33. Blasphemies, 19th in Luke 12, 10, 20th in Matthew 12, 32. Spirit under trial, 20th in Luke 12, 11 and 12, 15th in Matthew 10, 19. On anxieties, 21st in Luke 12, 22 to 31, 10th in Matthew 6, 25 to 33. On possessions, 22nd in Luke 12, 33 to 34, 7th in Matthew 6, 19 to 21. Homeowner and the Burglar, 23rd in Luke 12, 39 and 40, 44th in Matthew 24, 43 to 44. Unexpected Return, 24th in Luke 12, 42 to 46, 45th in Matthew 24, 45 to 51. Peace or Conflict, 25th in Luke 12, 49 and 51 to 53, 19th in Matthew 10, 34 to 36. Knowing the Times, 26th in Luke 12, 54 to 56, 31st in Matthew 16, 2 and 3. Before the Judge, 27th in Luke 12, 57 to 59, 4th in Matthew 5, 25 and 26. Mustard Seed and Leaven, 28th in Luke 13, 18 to 21, 30th in Matthew 13, 31 and 33. The Two Gates, 29th in Luke 13, 24 to 27, 12th in Matthew 7, 13 and 14, and 22 and 23. Dining with Patriarchs, 30th in Luke 13, 28 through 30, 13th in Matthew 8, 11 and 12, and 20 and 16. Jerusalem Indicted, 31st in Luke 13:34-35, 42nd in Matthew 23:37-39, promotion and demotion, 32nd in Luke 14:11-18:14, 38th in Matthew 23:12, the feast, 33rd in Luke 14:16-24, 37th in Matthew 22:1-10, hating one's family, 34th in Luke 14:26-27, and 17:33, 25th in Matthew 10:37-39, saltless salt, 35th in Luke 14:34-35, first in Matthew 5:13, lost sheep and coin, 36th in Luke 15:4-10, 34th in Matthew 18:12-13. Two masters, 37th in Luke 16:13, 9th in Matthew 6:24. God's rule and violence, 38th in Luke 16:16, 22nd in Matthew 11:12-13. Not one serif, 39th in Luke 16:17, 3rd in Matthew 5:18. On divorce, 40th in Luke 16:18, 5th in Matthew 5:32. Millstone award, 41st in Luke 17:1-2, 33rd in Matthew 18:6-7. Scold and forgive, 42nd in Luke 17:3-4, 34th in Matthew 18:15-21-22. Mountains into the sea, 43rd in Luke 17:6, 32nd in Matthew 17:20. Coming of the Son of Adam, 44th in Luke 17:22-24, 26-30, 34-35, and 37. 44th in Matthew 24:26-28, 37-39-41. Entrusted money, 45th in Luke 19:12-26, 46th in Matthew 25:14-30, and on 12 thrones, 46th in Luke 22:28-30, and 36th in Matthew 19:28. And just to repeat, many people just think, hey, get rid of Q, it's easier that way. Is it? Which would be easier for Luke? Inserting a list of sayings into his story wherever he wanted, or carefully comparing Mark and Matthew, not just line by line, but identifying every saying in Matthew that is not in Mark by looking through all of Mark time after time and then deciding where to place it?